Yeah, like I said, I'm an artsy person. Ever since I was little, performing arts is my favorite. And to me, this is a form of performing arts. Now I'm about to be a scientist next year, and I'm like, oh my God, how?
You're literally tapping into that pathway of like this version of you that's a scientist. And then, like, once you feel fulfilled, then you go on to the next one. It's like you get to embody these hats, like, you're not just one thing, like, you're a multi-dimensional creative being. Thank you for tuning in to Essence Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel. I am on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcast. And I hope you enjoy this episode. In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast. Hey soul babes, welcome to the Essence Podcast. In this week's episode, I have my beautiful friend as my special guest. She is a three-time Emmy winner, newscaster, and she is also a singer and a musician. I wanted to bring her on here because she has this drive to really go get her dreams and turn them into real life. So let's welcome Aranza.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be in your podcast, Clarissa, because I've been knowing you since, what is it, like 2007? It's been a long time since I barely moved to NorCal, and you were one of the first people that I met here. So you're like a sister, and I love seeing your growth and what you love to do. And I'm glad you found this space, and I'm glad that you have me be a part of it.
Oh, thank you. I know we've known each other for like pretty much a decade now that we've been friends.
Yes, a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been such a long time. And I remember, I'm just going to bring up a little bit of like those embarrassing moments. But I remember when you first had that initial like breakthrough of like this embodying this like news anchor when we were in middle school, remember?
I wish they could see the video.
Oh, I know. Well, I think it's somewhere on the internet, but let's not, because it's still a little cringy. But I remember that I was a nerd, and then Taylor was the bully, and you were like the news anchor of the school, and Victoria behind the camera recording everything. So that was a funny moment, and like that. Like where you are now, just already, I just knew that was already something that was so you. Like you mimicked the voice so well. You had it down already, like in middle school. Mm-hmm. And look at you now.
Yeah, it was definitely something that I always thought it was interesting. And that video is just hilarious. Like going back and looking at it is so us.
Yeah, we had that like drive together. What really got us to be like, still connected together was our goofiness, was our playfulness of just creating and using our cameras to just make whatever funny skit that like came out of it, you know? So it was like, that's still a part of us. And that's still what is like, what makes our friendship flourish is that like very childlike creativity and innocence that still sticks with us. And I mean, I feel like that's just part of like, what allows you to get into your essence and your drive is like believing in those dreams you had as like a young child and keeping them alive and pursuing them. And I want to get into that and like your journey of how like you've embodied so much of like what you do as an adult when you were younger, like even singing. We would sing at the shows and the assemblies and even your guitar and your piano. And then now being on Univision, like you literally have made these like steps of like achieving milestones. And I just want to get into that journey of yours, your singing career, like how, you know, you were first really into that, you're indulging in that, and like how that's like helped you creatively. I see that as like your safe haven is like you always turn to that, you know.
I've been singing since I was 4 years old, and I love it. Like you said, it's definitely my safe space. I try to like get away from it for a while because I was so busy with life, but I always go back to it. Like right now I have some nails on, acrylic nails, but when I don't have them, that's the first thing I grab when I'm stressed. I'm like, I'm gonna play a song in the guitar and maybe just sing a little. So it's definitely become like something that makes me feel better because it's just natural. Like it's not something where I'm like, oh, I have to play. I'm like, oh, I love it. So when I was little, I always wanted to make that a career. As I grew up, I feel like I was focusing on so many different things. I wanted to be an actress, a singer, just everything. And I wasn't focusing on one specific thing. So, when I was in I'm gonna fast forward to everything. When I started in like college, I'm like, okay, what do I study? Theater, music. And, I listened to people that unfortunately were just like, do something that is gonna get you a job. Well, I was like, okay, I'm going to choose mass communications. When I chose that route, I always thought to myself, and that's not okay, I think, or sometimes you underestimate yourself. But I was like, okay, if I don't do something on TV, then I'll do something in PR or just something behind the scenes. So I slowly started getting into, I wanted to do entertainment, and it's what I started in a small like TV show, and slowly I went into news, but music has always been my number one passion, and I still want to do stuff with it. So I know right now, because I'm so focused in work, I'm going to meteorology school, which I'm almost done next year.
Oh,
So I've been putting it
congrats.
a little bit on the side, but like I said, it's always something I keep going back to, and I do want to pursue more things with music. And my goal one day is just to like put out a single there out there, and just because it fulfills me, it makes me happy.
I'm glad to hear that that's something that's still on your mind of pursuing that music career, and you chose something that allowed you to still be able to embody, what you were calling in, so you didn't like you just drove that focus to somewhere else, like which was now newscasting. Like you were still involved in making a presence and being in front of the camera has always been your thing. It's always been like where you belong. So it fits you naturally, and like these talents, like they are here to like help you. And who knows, like down the line after you've hit your milestones of like being where you are now, like you might actually, have enough time and space to, like you said, hop back into your singing career and make that like flourish. So that's very exciting. And right now though, like what's sort of like your challenges that you're meeting, like from just like where you're at mentally, emotionally, like where your headspace is at right now, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah, of course. Just working in news in general is, I could say, tough because we have really different stories. And I am a weather anchor, so I try to stick more into like the weather or climate area. But when it comes to like I'm in the newsroom and I hear all these stories, so that does make you feel sometimes uncomfortable with the graphic stories that you hear or that you even like see. So that could be a little draining sometimes. So I kind of learned to live with it, or just when I get home to just forget about that. But sometimes there are stories that stick to me, and I go home and I'm like, oh, like that was just too uncomfortable. And definitely the work pace is so fast. Sometimes we have like breaking news, especially too in weather. Like sometimes we'll have storms, and right now we're tracking some possible wildfires because of the weather conditions. It's going to be too windy, too dry, and I know that I have to be ready just in case. So I do feel like a responsibility, because what was it, like a week ago we had a hurricane in Florida, and I got to cover it. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to tell people, like they're counting on me on what to do. So that's a huge responsibility because there's floods, there's things that people can lose their lives, and I have to be prepared to let them know what they should do, and they trust you because you're the person they see every day. So that's a huge responsibility. And like I said, the fast pace, because sometimes I will do like I did up to like 10 segments, 10 newscasts. What was it like last week? And now I do a total of five. So it's my workload is really heavy. Like I really have time to sit down and relax. And then on top of that, I have homework because I am going to meteorology
Yeah.
school. I have one more year, but that does get a little tough, but I try to balance it. Like in the morning, I like to have a slow morning. After work, I like to go to the gym or maybe even start my day by going to the gym. Just like I need some space for myself. I like to watch a TV show. And like I said, sometimes even just grab my guitar and singing is like stress free. And then in the
Yeah.
weekends, I try to have that balance of like, I'm going to see my boyfriend, I'm going to see my parents, because to me, like having that balance of family and friends is so important with all this workload.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. It's the foundation of your family, your support team that really keeps you going because, especially like with the job that you're taking on right now, like your career is like, it seems like there could be like some weight on your shoulders, like you said, of like having to show up because people count on you. So, it's like a whole collective that needs you to be present. And I mean, it's paid off. Like you've won Emmys for it, like it has beautiful like benefits and like, achievements. But I mean, I could imagine how heavy sometimes it could be. And your support team is like what allows you to like debrief and they hold space for you. So I love that. And diving into like more of that topic of like your own like support team and with your family and your friends, like how are they? How's your mom and everyone? I feel like asking about
I
that.
know. They're doing really good. They're so proud of me. So I'm so thankful. Like every day my mom will tune in at because our
Oh.
newscast is 12:30, but she's at work and then there's 6 and 11. And
Yeah.
so she tunes in and she'll be like, "Oh, be sure to fix your dress," or she'll be like, "Stop using the same graphic." I'm like, "Okay, I gotta change it." Or like, "Hey, you have your hair sticking up," and I'm like, "Okay, thanks, mom." Or when she'll be honest, she'll be like, "I love today's segment," because sometimes you could be really creative, which is
Yeah.
really nice. But like I said, it's challenging because I have literally no time, so I have to work with the photographers and be like, "Hey, I have this idea, let's make it happen." So that's the part where you can be super creative. And my
Yeah.
mom would be like, "Oh, that was great." So yeah, my parents are like the number one support system. You guys, my friends, and I love that when I'll tell you guys like, "Oh, this and that." And then my
Yeah.
boyfriend too, he's super supportive. Sometimes he will even help me with homework because I have some calculations there, which is math, and I'm like,
Yeah.
"I'm artsy." So
Yeah.
he'll like tutor me. But
Oh.
yeah, I love that balance.
Oh yeah, I love that that's happening for you. But because of that, I want to also kind of I'm just gonna like dive into your like life here. And if you don't mind sharing like even your dynamic with your boyfriend, like how that's been going because of the juggling that you have to put your work first and like you said show up first, like just really how that like impacts you and just if you can share a little more on that.
So there are a lot of sacrifices with working in news because I feel like you really have to love it to work here because you don't have holidays off like other jobs, you know? So that can be a little like upsetting, you know, everybody's celebrating New Year's and we're gonna work. But thankfully my coworkers and I will be like, "Okay, this we're gonna get some pizza and we try to make it fun." So we
Yeah.
become a family. But going back to like my romantic relationship, he's definitely supportive, and I feel like you have to have a partner that's really supportive, especially in like being the public eye, I would say, because that would be like little things like you get some comments and you have to really trust your partner, you know? Or
Yeah.
this happened recently and we thought it was so funny. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings and then my favorite Buffalo Wild Wings and this guy was like, "Oh, can I get a picture?" And he told my boyfriend like, "Oh, you better get used to it." But my boyfriend was just laughing and
Yeah.
he's like, "Ah." But I feel like that's why I'm like, you really have to like, you know, trust. And he's also
Yeah.
really busy because he's getting in medical school, so I feel like we kind of know that we have crazy schedules. Like I used to do overnight, which was like 10 a night to like 4 or 5 in the morning. Ugh, that killed me.
Yeah, oh my
Then I
gosh.
did I think it was like a 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. That also killed me. Now I have like a normal schedule, like 10 to 7.
Yeah.
We try to make it work. Like some weekends he works and we'll be like, he'll come over to visit because he lives in Lodi, I live in Sacramento. So he'll come up and visit and we'll like hey, let's go grab dinner, maybe just watch. Right now we're watching Harry Potter. So that's the saga.
Nice.
So we're like, yeah, so we try to make it work. Like we understand, because I feel like people that work in hospitals like have a really similar schedule to people that work in news because they're crazy hours.
Right.
So yeah, we manage that balance. We've done really good actually, of like any little time we get, we like really appreciate it because I don't see him every day, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that I guess fits perfectly for like the careers that you guys are pursuing right now. It's a match made in heaven, thank God, because we don't want any like hardship jealousy around here. Like we're on the same playing field, you know? So that works out perfectly for your guys' relationship. And I mean, yeah, it's still like distance away, but it's nice that you guys have been able to like manage it and work through it. And it's so funny because it's so true. Like, you're a news anchor. Like, you actually are the celebrity. Even my family back home were like,
Local.
"Did you see Aranza? Oh my gosh." And I'm like,
Oh,
"Yeah." Like,
that's so
she's doing
funny.
it. Yeah.
But people actually, it's funny because people don't see you like a celebrity, which I like that. They see you as like, hey, like we
Oh,
watch
like you're the
you go for eating.
homie.
Yeah, like they're like, hey, like some ladies will go up to me, they're like, Aranza, and they have me, I'm like, and they're like, oh, we see you on TV. I was like, oh,
That's
okay. There
funny.
you go.
Okay. That's even
Yeah,
better. It's like even
that's
more like
better.
heartwarming. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm just out having fun. I'm a
Yeah,
regular person.
hey. I do
Yeah.
things outside of the news too.
They probably think I'm there like 24/7, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's like you, and that's what we want as like a, like me as a weather anchor, like a anyone that works in a local news channel is like you kind of want to get that like close to the community where they see you as someone they can trust, or like, oh, she said it's gonna rain, so maybe I should get my umbrella or something, you
Right,
know?
right,
Not
right.
like oh, she's stuck up on TV. No, like
Yeah.
think I feel like it's also changed a lot, like where now we come out with like sneakers, on Fridays we do jeans. So I love that because it's changing. It's no longer like, you know, like the news caster,
Formal.
news anchor with the suit, or the girls with like the
Yeah.
Calvin Klein's dresses, like the formal dresses. So we
Yeah.
change it up. Like today we're boots and I love it. Like something
Oh,
different.
good. Oh, good. Has that always been, or is that like when you first started, was it like that, or?
I think a lot is changing, especially because also my news director is younger, so he has like new ideas of like, I used to be like, jeans on air, that looks weird. And he was like, no, let me show you how casual it looks and how people like it. And I was like, oh, I dig it. But this is kind of new because when my coworkers, the ones have been in the industry for a while, they're like, oh, back in the day, because sometimes I do my makeup here, like I'll just come in with a little pony and I'll just do my hair and makeup here, and I'll walk around with my sneakers.
Yeah.
Well, there back in the day, I heard like you had to be in heels all day. Yeah,
No.
that's painful. I just wear it for the newscast and I'm done. Yeah, and
Yeah.
then you had to have your hair and makeup as soon as you come in. I used to do that just to save up time, but I became a pro of just like doing it super fast.
Ooh.
And like I take off my heels when I'm like out and about here in the studio.
Yeah.
And that used to be different. It used to be like really robotic, I would say. Like now, the
Yeah.
more you show your personality, the more they like it. And I think people like
Right.
that too, because you don't want to be like super poised, and you know, you kind of want to
Yeah.
show who you really are. And
Yeah. Especially if you're there like all day. Like you're there so much. Like that's basically your second home. Wow. Well, thank goodness for your boss to like come in and change this up because it seems like it was getting outdated with like the way they had women dressing. We don't even do that on the streets anymore.
Exactly, that's why. And sometimes I try to bring my own style, but obviously I have a dress code, and because we have to remember, like I'm not gonna wear a crop top on
Right.
TV, you know,
Yeah, what you're
but
gonna
you
wear on a
kind of know what.
Saturday night.
Yeah. You're not gonna dress like you're going to the club, but
Yeah.
more like modern, but at the same time like you know, appropriate.
Yeah. It's, you just said that you also like help even write, like, put the story together. And how do you like that? How do you like that you get to like actually indulge in that more of that creativity? Like, is there a segment where you're like, hell yeah, like I did that and like you nailed it?
So the Emmys, I actually sent, because in each category they kind of you have rules, they have specific rules, and as I submitted as a best weather anchor craft. So what that means is like submit your five favorite segments, and I made like kind of like a just like a short video of like those five segments that I loved, and I got really creative. And it was hard, I think, being super creative in the beginning when you're still learning, because my first year, or I think it was like my second year, I was still getting comfortable because I had no clue of what I had never done weather before. Like, that was new to me. So I was like, I had to, well, school obviously has taught me so much, but also like practicing every day. And then I think bilingual sometimes, so it's hard for me to just speak one solid language, and sometimes even Spanish. Like, there's words that I'm like, even though like that's my first language, but sometimes there's like words where I'm like, wait, is that right? Or like even the words, like there's some accents on certain words that I'm like, wait, where does this accent go? So I had to get really comfortable. But I did a lot of experiments last year, and I feel like that kind of got me like the Emmy Award, because I got the Emmys. I feel like they love creativity. So what a news anchor had told me once is that you want to be informative, you want to be creative, you want to have the entertainment side. So I thought about that. I was like, okay, creativity, informative, and also entertaining. And I always think of the segments like that sometimes, because it's so much worry, I can't be too creative. But when I have the time, or when I tell myself like I want to do this, I'll tell the pitch with the photographers, I'll be like, hey, I want to do this. Do you think we could try it? And they'll figure it out. Like, we both figure it out together. And I'm like, hey, I don't like this. Or like, no, but I'm visualizing this. So we kind of get together and we make it happen. So like my top five favorite, I sent it, and that got me the award, but it was a lot of hard work. Yeah, it's a lot of,
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like you're putting like a whole project together and you have to present
Yeah,
it,
every day.
every day. And how much time do you even have for that? Like, how fast do you have to be at, like, okay, we have to put this together. Like, what is your like time span of like having to finish the product?
I do five newscasts now. So my shift is like 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is like the whole day, 8 hours with 1 hour lunch. So, I think I've learned to do it so fast that I probably could do one in like probably 5 minutes. It just
Oh my
depends.
gosh.
Yeah. But
Wow.
because I have to see the information and everything. But if I get so creative where, because sometimes I'll reuse some graphics and just change some things up. But there's sometimes where I'm like, I can't repeat the same information. People are going to get bored. So in 5 newscasts, let's see, I come in at 10. By 12, I do 5 newscasts. So for each newscast, you come out in the beginning, middle, and end. So the beginning is usually like 1 minute. And then we have things in between that are like teases, where I'll be like, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the rain that's coming in. So I have to put like 10 seconds of those in between. Then I have my second segment, which is 2 minutes. They're just 2 minutes of me talking. That used to be so hard for me. And then the end is 30 seconds. And I have to have the interactions, obviously, with the news anchor. Sometimes they'll ask me a question. But then, since I'm doing a new show, like a new newscast, that's like my fifth one, because I do six Sacramento and Fresno, so I'm basically live for both shows. Like they'll share me. Like I'll be with, because I have things that I put in my ears so I can hear them. Which is like the technical directors. I mean, I'm sure you know because you've been behind the scenes. But yeah, they'll tell me like, yeah, 1 minute, 30 seconds. And I'm like, they're like, stop talking. And I'm like, it's just gonna rain. Or sometimes they'll be like, talk more. I'm like, because sometimes like something will happen behind the scenes and they'll be like, just please keep talking. I'm like, it's gonna be hot. Please wear sunscreen. I'm like, what else can I say? But you kind of learn to like, just keep talking.
Improvise.
Yeah, a lot of improvisations. Like we call it ad lib. But so I have let's say 5 minutes in each newscast, so it'll be like I come out in between. So like today I start off with Sacramento. Hi, welcome. My second segment with them is already pre-recorded. Meanwhile, I'm going to Fresno and for them it's live. And Fresno's first intervention was recorded. So they like I record half of it to be able to go live for both. And one time they were like, because we post them on YouTube, and they're like, how is Aranza live for Sacramento and Fresno at the same time? I'm like, you'd be surprised.
They called you out.
It's because I run. We have like our studio, and then we have a green room with a green screen. So I'll be like, okay, bye, and I'll go, and they'll do me a
You're on
microphone
to the
check.
next one. Wow. So it's just like quick, just get it together, girl. Like,
Super quick.
wow. Okay, so also like how was that? Like I mean that you had to get used to that. So like even from where you started, I mean, let's step it back a little to like day one of starting. How long did it take to get to that level?
I wanted to be in entertainment, but unfortunately they took off that side of like it's only like you probably have to be in the national news to be doing more entertainment things. They probably have locally little segments, but it's not like as popular as it used to be. We used to have morning shows where people would come in and all that fun stuff.
Oh, how
They took that
exciting.
away.
Oh, wow.
So I started off in like this show called Despierta, and it was like it was a local version of like the Despierta America. So I thought it was amazing because that was after college that I kept applying to be a reporter, and they wouldn't hire me because I had no experience. And then my mom was like, well, you have to tell like chase that job. The job is not going to chase you. So then I remember I couldn't find. This is so unprofessional. I didn't even hit up the news director on LinkedIn. I sent him an Instagram DM. And I just sent him like an email of like what I wanted to say. And then he was like, oh, Ron, I filled that position of multimedia journalist, but I'll see what I have for you in the future. I was like, oh, thanks. And I got a job in radio. I worked in iHeartRadio. Meanwhile, that was amazing because, I mean, you get to see more of that news side too. So, because I had no experience. And it was right after COVID. And then when I got into the Despierta, I actually had to do interviews and everything. But they called me. They were like, hey, we think we found a position that works for you. It's part-time. And it's literally like what we would do is just like record like mini commercials of like 1 minute or two, and everything was scripted. And that was fun because I would do like half TV and half radio. Because I would like, so I would come in the morning here, and then I would go to iHeartRadio. So I was like, ah, best of both worlds. But I wanted something like more, like, I don't know, more stable because I was like, okay, like I was still living at home and I was like, I need to find something. So then, another news director came in, the one that I have my boss now, and he was like, hey, Ronza, tell me your goals. And I was like, well, I want a full-time reporter job, but you know, I'm still waiting. And then he was like, we have a new program coming in, which they call it Storm, which is like you go to school and the company pays for your school while you work here. And I was like, oh, that sounds amazing. He's like, yeah, but you would also have to like interview and go through all the process. Like, and I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, but I was like, I want to be a news anchor. I wanted to be like the news anchor. But unfortunately, nowadays, it's not like that. You have to start off as a journalist out there and then as a news anchor. But I feel like that wasn't my passion. My passion is like, I love the sciences of like climate and weather and. Because I get to be more, I don't know, it's just I like it more. I love like the whole learning about like just climate in general, weather, and just being able to tell people like their day to day how it's going to be. And you get to be more of yourself too. So then I applied, and then they told me, like, oh, you got the job. And I was super excited. I did get a lot of training. I went to Houston for a week, and then the meteorologist there came here for another week. And it took me like a month to like be on air. And I started off little by little, or sometimes I would be recorded and then they put me live at 11 p.m. And then eventually they're like, oh, you're live for both. I'm like, what?
Oh my
So
gosh.
some, in the beginning, I would be like this, like, hi, we are, like, my shoulders were up here. So I was so nervous. Or one time I turned my back, like, because I was so nervous that I made a whole, like, turn.
Wow.
But you learn from it. There's still some days
Yeah.
where, like, I'll say some stuff or, like, words don't come out. I'm like, I'm sorry, it is Friday, and my, like, I am, I'm a
Yeah.
little tired, but, like,
Yeah.
people like that. But yeah, it took me a good month, and then a whole bunch of training that I received. We still have, like, trainings, and school has helped a lot.
Wow. I feel like when you're just talking about it, I like imagined all the texts and all the like things that we've catched up on briefly, and it's like I saw little like segments of like pinpoints of like how you just described your journey. And it's like it feels like it was like it in the process of like having that and feeling that as like your friend, like always trying to like link up or meet each other, it felt like it was forever. But the way that you're talking about it and where we're at now, it's like that wasn't that long ago. Like your whole journey was just like it just snapped like right into place. And I mean, I just want to like even get into like more of that because you actually how you started off saying is like your mom was like you gotta go get it, you know, like you gotta go and get it if you want it, you know. So it seems like from day one your mom's had that ability to believe in you, and I feel like that is like the foundation of like what has, you know, helped you get to where you are, because your mom like has been the one to like really tell you you can do it, you know, like give you that extra oomph of like go get it, you know.
Yeah, like
And
the push.
yeah, like she's definitely been that person to like give you that push. And that reminds me of my mom because she does the same thing. She's like, go. There's a story that she
Love
has like when I was younger. There's a story when, because I was always dancing, you know, I was always in the ballet folklorico and everything. So there was
Oh,
a
yeah, I
story.
remember.
Yeah. There's a story that when I was little, I didn't want to go out because I was so nervous. Like I was so nervous of like dancing on the stage, and my mom's like, "You're already here. Like we have your makeup on. You're gonna go out there." And she's like taking me, walking me like to the like side of the stage, and she's like, "Okay, go!" And she like pushes me out there, and I just start dancing, and like you know do my whole thing. So like I always remember that story because it reminds me of just like how your mom is of like just like pushing you to like just go. You can do it. Like don't be afraid. And then on top of that, you just diving into that to your boss's DMs. That's a good one.
Oh, like
Hey, you had to do it some way
mom.
somehow.
Yeah.
And
I was
like
like, they're never gonna see me.
yeah, like it's a 50-50 chance. You're gonna get the job or you're not. You know, like if it's gonna go well, then so be it. You know, if it's not your place, then you know, it's not for you. But that's awesome that you did that, you know, like just really putting yourself out there and then like that door opened for you, you know? So it just is really, it's very inspiring to see and to hear just like how you've been taking on those like steps of like, okay, like you said in the beginning, like doors have closed on you or like things have like pushed you down, but you've had this always this drive to like get up and go. Like that didn't stop you, and your mom's not gonna let it stop you.
I
So
know.
you're gonna keep going.
Exactly, because I don't know if you remember too, but I did a few reality shows,
Yes.
and I used to take them by the heart. Like I would be like, "Shoot, I didn't get in. I'm terrible. Like I suck."
Oh.
And obviously now I laugh because
Yeah.
they're entertainment shows, and you're the least person they care about. They want that, like, the entertainment for people.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
and at the end of the day, you're there to cause a show, you know? So I
Yeah.
used to take them by heart, but now I'm like, oh my God, I should have enjoyed it more. Those were fun experiences. But
Yeah.
they also molded me because like every rejection, I was more like, oh, but why? Like it made me want it more. I was like,
Right.
okay, but I'm gonna show them, like, and then but I also learned to, like, you have to see what you're not what you're doing, yeah, what you're doing wrong, but like get better at it, and focus on one thing by the at a time, because I like I said in the beginning, I was like, I want to do everything. Like recently, I took some acting classes just after work, like
Oh
every Monday,
yeah?
and it was perfect. Yeah,
Oh
and I
nice.
was like, I always wanted to do acting class. I always wanted to do acting. Let me see what it's about. And I took some classes and I loved it. So I'm like, okay, once I finish with meteorology school, we'll see what's next. But, you know, I have to like pace myself because sometimes it's, I put so much workload and like on my plate that I'm like, okay, I have to relax a little bit. Things will come.
Right. I mean, it's just even in that balance of just like what you experienced, you know, how you were like, because at a young age you were like dedicated to your dream, like hardcore words, like anybody talks about it, like, don't, you know, like very defensive.
You probably, you know, remember I was like, I want to be this.
You were always like driven to like, you know, pursue it, and you did, like you said, you went on the shows, you were able to like show up and like take part in like being in the area, like the energy and the environment of like being on the show and like, you know, doing your performances, and like you did it, you know, but it wasn't it, you know, like it just was a part of your story. It was there to help you grow and evolve into like where you are now. And like even now you're noticing that like this is like where it can go somewhere else eventually. And I feel like even this, like this heavy, like overwhelming load that it could have on you sometimes is also teaching you and helping you navigate, like, to find that balance, you know, to start to, there's always something like a silver lining in every like little stressor that we have, you know? So it's like, it's still molding you because you're still young. You're still in your 20s. We're about to be 30, but we're still in our 20s. But like, it's just like, you're still, you have like such a long way to go. You know,
yeah. And even like those reality shows that I would get in, I feel like it was, I would get in not to show my talent, it was more to like, am I talent, like to ask myself and to see if I was talented enough. So now that I see it, I'm like, I used to go all nervous and like, am I good? And now I'm like, no, this is what I have and this is what I got to show. And it's, I think it molds you in a way, because now, I mean, everybody has their insecurities, but I feel like now I'm like, I know, maybe because I'm also older, but I'm like, I'm not like how it was before. Now I have like more, I don't know how to even say it. Like, you know, your worth, of like, you know, standing up on stage. I'm like, okay, I feel confident. That's the word, confidence. You develop confidence. So, and that's something I used to lack of. Obviously you're younger, but, I used to go there in those reality shows with lack of confidence. And trying to see if I was talented enough so they can give me that confidence. And now I'm like, no, I'm confident enough. I'm going to stand here. This is what I got. If they like it, okay. I'll see how I can get better.
But you learn from it. Yeah. As you talk about it, I just imagine you, like, I still have a bit of that picture of when you performed on one of the shows. Like, you're wearing the, like, leather, like, pants, were they? And like a hat, or is that a photo that I remember? I feel like I have this like vivid memory of you of like dressing like Demi Lovato, and like with the hat.
Picture.
Yeah, it was a picture, I guess.
Oh yeah, I wanted to be her so bad.
Oh, oh my God. Both did. Remember?
You were Selena Gomez, and I was Demi Lovato.
Yes, we were trying to do the webcam.
Oh my, I wanted to be here so bad. I was like, I want to be a singer. That is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I would have these photo shoots with my digital camera, and I think I was on top of like my parents' drawer or something with a guitar.
Yes. Those are classic.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like even from just like that, that's what I'm saying. Like just from a young age, you've just always been about it. And like just, you know, in an adult version of you, it's just developed into this beautiful place of where you are now. And it's going to full circle you. Like life usually does that, you know? Like this moment of where you are again, like from starting from that story, I just told in the beginning of like how you embody that news anchor, like that was a part of your story. The singing is a part of your story, and like it has the ability to come back around. And like, it's no coincidence that you're like trying out acting classes, you know, or like even getting comfortable, like confident in front of the camera, because it's just like, I feel this is more of this door that opens, because when I see this as like where you're at too with your creativity, like you have that ability to tap into that, because like I feel like that's what you have, like that's a part of you, of just like just indulging in that creative thing that ties back into when we were kids. Like you had that, like that was like that ping of like an idea, you did it, you know, like it came to life. And I feel like that's what life is all about, you know. It's like you have this like idea and you go out and get it, and you, and like sometimes it flops, and then sometimes it's just like it hits home, like a home run for you, you know. So yeah, I just feel like that's been where you've been able to take creativity, like with like the reins, like holding on to like your own magic, you're like your own wand to like create your own life, has been what you're about.
Yeah, like I said, I'm an artsy person ever since I was little. So performing arts is my favorite, and to me this is a form of performing arts. But also, like, now I'm like, I'm about to be a scientist next year, and I'm like, oh my god, how?
Yeah.
But someone told me once, like, hey, that's cool that you get to do like your, like the science area, and then at the same time you show, like, because you have that performing arts experience. I'm like, yeah, I love it. Like, I never want to let go of like singing or like my artsy side, because it's what I enjoy.
That's
my passion.
Oh, for sure. I know. I just actually I was listening to another podcast, this other girl that I really like. Her name is Sahara Rhodes, but she was talking about how like we get into having eras. Like we have these eras of ourselves. So for me seeing you, it's like you had this singing era, you had this other like I've seen you grow in style, like I've seen your eras in style, and then I've seen your eras in like and like even the career forms, like I've seen you like develop into different eras. And so like I feel like this era coming up is like your scientist era, like you're literally tapping into that like pathway of like this version of you that's a scientist. And then like once you feel fulfilled, then you go on to the next one, you know. Like it's like you get to embody these hats, like you're not just one thing, like you're multidimensional, like creative being, and like they all like form you in this little like ball of light that gets to create more and more.
I always say like I'm gonna be a singing meteorologist, like a meteorologist that sings
with your guitar.
Yeah,
you're gonna sing a piano with a sad song.
they told me before, they're like, that'd be cool if you did the newscast with like guitar, like it's gonna rain. I'm like, okay.
You have it written down.
That'd be funny.
Well, it was lovely talking about just, I mean, I don't really get to talk to you as it is, like we are really like, when I see you, I'm like, this is my best friend. Like, time has not passed between you, other beautiful friends, Victoria and Taylor. Like, we call each other the poops.
The poops.
So that is like where our humor even comes from. Like, it stemmed from just us being in this like, like a circle of like goofiness and innocence. Like, we still get to embody that like creative side of ourselves together. And like time never seems to be an issue for us, because we always like, it just feels like it was just yesterday once we start talking and hanging out, you know. So it's beautiful to just see you and your journey and how creative you've been. Like it warms my heart to even know that that's even like what's inside of like the insider of newscasting for you, because I don't know much about newscasting other than just seeing you perform and, you know, do it. But if there's anything you want to share, even just like any helpful tips or anything that you feel people need to know or hear about, you know, to get to their own passion or like get to where they want to go.
I would say, and you're probably going to say the same thing, is to like listen to your inner voice of like, if you have a passion and you really want to do something that you think will be impactful to not only your life but like to society, to go for it. If you have like a dream there that you're like, I don't know how I'm gonna start, but go for it. Find a way to put your foot in the door and educate yourself on it, because there's a lot of like, if you want to be a dancer, well, take some dancing classes. If you want to be a singer, take some singing classes, or like learn play an instrument. What, regardless of what it is, I would say just don't give up, because there's going to be a lot of rejections. I've had a lot of rejections, and there's probably going to be more in the future, but you learn from it, you get right back up, and you see what you can become better at, and and fulfill it. So I would just say, don't give up, follow your dreams. I know it sounds like cliche when people say it, but do what it's going to make you happy in the long run.
Yeah, it doesn't sound cliche when we have somebody literally leading by example.
No.
So coming from a place where you're actually where you want to be is like going to be very helpful for others to even know that that cliche is actually a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't give up. Go for your dreams and just keep working hard for it. And I love seeing you, Clarissa, that you found like your spot. Like I know, like I've known you for a long, like you said, a decade, almost a decade.
Yeah.
So it's like nice to see too that you found what makes you fulfilled. And you're sharing that with others with this through this podcast or like through the messages that you send us, because it fulfills you, but it also like makes you have like your mark in the world of like, you know, making a change with us. So I really appreciate you as a friend, and you become a sister. Obviously, you guys are my sisters.
I know. We're sisters, soul sisters.
Soul sisters forever.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you soon, babe. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Or you can also follow me on Instagram at Essence of Riss. I'm also on TikTok at Essence of Riss. And now I am on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So be sure to follow me for more content. Bye.